Hey everyone, welcome to your favorite podcast. It's a Joycast. I'm your host, Amaterasu, joined by my tired but wonderful colleagues and friends.
It's been a rough week.
That's God of Iron, Saint Fen 91, and Torrance Senpai. I don't know who's more tired between God of Iron and Saint Fen 91. I really don't. I actually don't.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. For both equally tired. I mean, I'm tired in my spirits. That's all I know.
That's a deep tiredness.
It takes effort to sit upright. I hate it.
I'm tired because Lagos is awful and there's traffic and my commute is long and
there's still traffic.
There's too much. Oh God, there's still traffic, bro. Don't even.
But even though he's tired, God of Iron is an artist and he will still deliver your goods. Not as fast, but it will come. So hit him up at God of Iron Art
eventually
on Instagram.
Eventually.
Yeah, expect a bit of a lengthy wait because, oh my God. Just not now, bro. Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, so we've got some interesting topics for you today, as usual. We all know you saw it last night. Come on, who wasn't there for the Ghost of Tsushima gameplay reveal? That was awesome. Yes.
Elite shit.
Sassy Sweet Japan.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know, I just imagine like their board meeting. All right, so now we're Sucker Punch, and the last thing you made was Infamous. How are we going to beat this? What are we going to do? And then this new intern comes in and he says, hey, boss, do you know what we should do? What are we going to do, intern number 4? Let me tell you something, boss. Let's just make Assassin's Creed Japan. I'm like, you know what? That's a fucking brilliant idea. You have a permanent position now.
Hello.
Because honestly, yeah.
How would you like to be VP, son?
Just like that.
So VP of what?
VP of ninjas.
I don't care what VP is. Just pay this guy some fucking money because I'm about to make a
ton. I said in the WhatsApp group the other day, like, Sucker Punch is better at making Assassin's Creed than Ubisoft. Well, the truth is, Assassin's Creed hasn't been Assassin's Creed in a while because Assassin's Creed stopped being about sneaking around and murdering people, which is Assassin's like primary job description.
But they're bringing that back in Valhalla, though.
Allegedly,
how would that be thematically? Makes sense with goddamn Vikings.
You're sneaking into castle, blending in as
when you're going for your raid,
blending in as regular people.
Like their whole thing was dying. Like but their whole thing was dying really loudly and really violent in order to get to heaven. That was their thing.
And everybody wants to go to Valhalla. And if you're an assassin, you're definitely going to Helheim when you die. Why would anybody want to be an assassin as a Viking?
The complete opposite of what they stand for. It's like asking for.
Maybe they were assassinating people who wanted to make peace so they could war.
But the historian behind this is.
Oh my God.
We're trying to use this to explore the Viking lore.
What is this tin foil?
To show that Vikings were more than.
Oh my God!
Vikings are more than savages. So.
Look, we know they are probably more than savages, but look, but even if it's going to be about that, how would we know? Why did they not show us any gameplay? So how are we supposed to know what the game is supposed to be about? See, leave Ubisoft and their madness; it'll be fine.
Exactly. We need to leave Ubisoft and Assassin's Creed and get back to Ghost of Tsushima.
Hey, segue. Okay.
Which is our first topic. Well, it's not even our first topic. It's one of our topics. So we've got Ghost of Tsushima. We've got The Last of Us 2. Inside, behind the story, PlayStation reveal. I think they're doing three more every Wednesday for the next 3 weeks.
That's spoiler-free.
Yeah, it's spoiler-free.
The marketing department is working.
Well, actually... Let me not lie. It was slightly not spoiler-free because they told us some parts of the plot of the story that I was just like, did you really need to tell me this? But okay, that's fine. It's cool. But nothing, no major spoilers. But you get general idea of like the progression.
When I'm zooming out.
Yeah. Then, what else happened this week? It's been like a week of amazing news. So we had, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake. Like, it's called a remaster, but come on. If you look at it, it's basically it's a remake.
It is legit. They're being modest. They're being coy. But we know what it is. It's a whole ass remake, my lord.
You know, a team member is involving
the game. So, yeah, so let's say a friend of Joysticks was involved in the development of this game. Okay. then we cannot forget the tech demo for the for Unreal Engine 5 running on PS5.
Oh my.
That was one of the highlights this week. You know, it was
so good.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
I watched like 3 times.
You watched like 3 times?
The entire demo.
Same.
Yeah, no, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. Especially when you can work. You just want to what?
I just want a game where I can actually fly around like that. That's what I took
in. Yeah.
I hope they eventually...
That game was... So we can play it.
Yeah.
You know, so we can play it. I don't, it would be nice if they did.
It's not a full game, so...
It would be nice if they did, but I'm not sure they will.
Fast job. Like, if you go out of bounds, you don't see white.
I'm sure. Like,
why did that come to mind?
I'm sure that tools are a bit better than that.
This is not complex. You know what? Passion is good. Remember, like, I don't come as stressful. This is not going to be a real game. Once you go out of the area, just emptiness. Everything just
okay.
Lumen in the land of nanites.
Okay, if they're going to release it, I'm sure they can add. If they're going to release it, I'm sure they can add wall detection or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that build probably didn't have wall detection. Is what I'm saying. They just release it like, please, not let the people
The title of the demo is like wordplay on the technology they use, Lumen and Nanites. That's really cool. Lumen in the land of Nanites.
Oh, what? Oh, Lumen in the land of Nanites. Okay, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And then Lumen. Okay, I get that. I think that was cool. You know, there were so many crazy things that happened in that particular thing. We'll get all into that. And then obviously some side news. I guess we just announced it now. Marvel's Iron Man VR has a release date, right? I think it's also in July. If you remember, that was delayed with The Last of Us 2 as well.
Hype.
Right? And yeah, you know, I think there have been, I think you even mentioned it last time, there have been a number of events, you know, announced when it comes to this summer for gaming events. So like all of them are virtual. So there's IGN Summer of Gaming, there's Jeff Keighley's, what do you call it? What was it called again? Jeff Keighley's
Summer Game Fest, I think.
Summer Game Fest. I think Ubisoft has announced something. So has Xbox. You know, so many people have announced their own kind of conferences going on. So a lot going on for anybody who's coming to me content. But I'm sure if you go to your favorite news aggregator site, they'll have every single interview or demo or video available to you on their platforms and on YouTube. So. You know, just look forward to an awesome 3 months full of gaming announcements and trailers and a lot of fun. Taking up the space for E3.
Also, I know you people don't care because you guys don't care about Nintendo like that, but they did release a trailer for Paper Mario the Origami King, which is coming out on the same day as Ghost of Tsushima, because Nintendo does not care about you and your opinions.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I saw that and it looked, visually, it looked really great, just like Yoshi's Yarn Story. Is that what it was called or something? Do you know one thing as well? I feel like the way that trailer started, the intro to that, was genuinely some of the creepiest shit I've ever seen in video games. Do you remember? I need to bring this back up again because I need to remember. It's like Mario just walks into like the princess's castle, yeah, and then Peach comes out, but clearly she looks different. That sort of thing. And what were the words that she said? Words that she said? Like, are you ready to... Like, are you ready to
Drive the fold.
Something like that. Like, are you ready to crease yourself and become like me? To join the Oregon... It's like some shit like that. And I was just like... What the ass sort of genre is this? What game? What age rating is this, man? Because I was shitting myself. How scary that was.
But here is the weird and funny thing, yeah? This is actually what Paper Mario is supposed to be like. I don't know if you guys played Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, but that game was kind of dark. Like, the hometown of the Thousand Year Door is a town of bandits and brigands. There's a gallows sitting in the middle of the town.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my days.
Exactly. That's crazy. So I'm hoping that from that trailer it was like, okay, hopefully this is a return to form, because whatever like brain parasite tunnel into Nintendo brains and what that caused them to release Sticker Star and Color Splash. I hope it has finally lived that life cycle and died. So that now we can actually have proper Paper Mario games again.
I see.
Ooh, I'm looking at the trailer and it looks like really neat.
Visually it looks really good.
The truth is nobody can program for the Switch like Nintendo, because all their first party games on that thing end up looking ridiculously nice. Like, they know, because it's their device, obviously, they know exactly what to do to get the most out of it.
I mean, technically, it's NVIDIA's device, but we should go on.
Yeah.
July 17th, 2020.
I mean, it's NVIDIA's graphics processor, but...
You just put Nintendo logo on it at the end. But no, they're actually really good. They're really good at using, like, creative materials and... interesting techniques to bring out the best of any sort of hardware that they use. So yeah, the Nintendo definitely deserves props for that, and their creative teams as well. They're really inventive. So regardless of what your leanings are towards the type of game that you like, it's still going to be an interesting one to keep an eye on, I think. And I hope that it's as good as the fans hope. You know, it'd be nice.
Okay, so let's get back to the show. So we talked about Paper Mario, which is awesome. I also just checked out the trailer, and yeah, it was slick. Completely agree with you guys. So what do you want to talk about next? Are we going towards the Unreal Engine 5 tech demo, or are we leaning towards Ghost of Tsushima? Those are our other two main topics. Where are we going first?
Oh, the tech demo. The tech demo came out later, so we need to talk about that first of all. Tech demo, obviously, it's great. Of course it's great. It's a tech demo. And it was a pretty good thing to see, because it was an example of what you can expect moving forward in this generation. And it's something that to date, it was all lots of theory, lots of, oh, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. But we had nothing really concrete till Epic Games brought out the Unreal Engine, and they're like, okay, you know what, this is like feasible, this is like what is going to happen, this is feasibly what it's gonna be like, this is what you can expect, you know, in theory, and it was really great to see. And it was pretty mind-blowing, you know, because it just really showcased what the next generation actually looked like, as opposed to just more pre-rendered trailers like everybody has been showing and stuff. And it was just really good. It was really good to see.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I 100% agree. It was like a stunner for sure. A couple of things that I thought was really cool were when they said, yeah, you can just import the movie, the stuff we normally do in like animation and movies. Yeah, you can import that stuff and just drop it there. You don't have to recreate stuff like in a game. You don't have to. I think the focus was like, okay, guys, when you're making this stuff, when you're making these games now, right, it's going to be so easy. They mentioned a lot of stuff that we definitely didn't understand, but I guess the main point they were trying to get across was, you know,
you can just import things. That's it.
Yeah, you don't have to do all these normal steps you have to do before. Just bring your art in, it starts working, and it's going to be movie quality, and it stays in focus at close scrutiny. So you know how we have like pop-in normally in games today, where as you get closer to certain things in the distance, the texture starts to pop in to make them look clear. But this is removing that completely. So like we're going to have some incredibly detailed environments. And so one thing that I know about this particular tech demo is that Sony worked really closely with Epic on crafting this demo, and they made really special use of the SSD that Sony has, you know, the super fast SSD that Sony has created. So yeah, I mean, I think it's a perfect example of just streaming stuff straight off the SSD because it's so fast versus putting it into RAM and just freeing up a bunch of resources. It's going to be great. Right, I'm super excited for next gen because of this.
I don't want to be that guy, but okay. So I watched the thing, and it was nice and it was really pretty and it was cool. But I was like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but I've never been that. Like, it's getting to the point graphically where we're going to hit a plateau, and we're very, very close to that point. I was like, this looks really cool, but how are games going to use this? Like, not just to make your game pretty, but see, what I've always been more interested in about the next generation is not so much about how the computing power can be used to make the games look nicer, but in terms of what are devs going to use all this extra power to do that will affect the way I experience games.
But like on that note, Dolapo, like word on the web is the next generation of the next gen console, there's not going to be that much of a leap in terms of graphics. It's not going to be the leap is not going to be like from the PS2 to the PS3 or the PS3 to the PS4. What's going to happen now, I feel, is more of in game terms, quality of life. I feel that's what at least for the first 2 years of the next gen, that's what it's going to focus on, the quality of life of a gamer playing. So you want to stream, the console is going to make it so much easier for you to just stream online to Twitch or to Mixer or whatever. In terms of loading, the time for loading is going to be cut down significantly. Case in point, I was complaining on the group chat that part of the reason why I didn't really play Star Wars was that after I beat death, I had to wait for about 10 minutes, and it was crazy. That's what the PlayStation said. These guys are telling us now with the PS5, you don't have to wait 1 minute to respawn. Things like in terms of graphics, so there are things like when you're looking at the natural lighting with the ray tracing or whatever, for people that want to be immersed in the game, which is one of the kudos to, what's it called again, Red Dead Redemption 2. You were in that world. It was realistic, and that was the old engine. So now it's going to be so much easier for the developers to make their dreams a reality. So I feel that's what's going to happen with the next gen, at least for the first 2 years before 8K series.
That's the thing here. Like, that's the tech demo I want to see. I want to see them running an older game and show it working more efficiently. Like, for instance, I mean, see, let's not pretend that all these devs are not already working on porting their older games to the new consoles, because that would be naive. Like, within the first 6 months of the release of the new generation, you just see the same way happened with PS4. This remaster, that remaster, or this on the PS4 on the new console. So
I don't think it'll be remastered, Sha.
They'll be backwards compatible anyway.
But what I'm saying is, show me an old game that benefited from the new tech. Like, of course it's gonna be prettier, but the prettiness of things will only
wait till 2021 to use. Wait till 2021 to see Fortnite with the Unreal Engine 5.
Are you trolling?
No, but that's legit what they said, though. That's legit what they said.
Yeah, but before you lose your shit, Dapper. Like, yeah, no, I totally hear you about the old games. But pretty much, people are trying to. Most people are looking at are. What kind of difference can we see? I mean, Sony is a massive storyteller, and a lot of that storytelling includes really, really immersive graphics. Not because graphics are the real end all, but because they want you to just really feel the artistic vision of that world, right? So we know we're going to get that, especially from a first party perspective. Then, like Torrent Senpai said, there's all the quality of life changes, right? We heard him talk about sound, about different things. What they're really going for here is ease all around. I think the messaging around next gen is just ease, easy for developers. Easy for consumers, no waiting, just enjoy your content the way you want it. You know, I think that's the real experience of next gen is ease. And yes, we're still going to get even more detailed, more immersive graphics. Now, let's not even talk about finer graphics. Let's talk about immersion, creating the world you want to create, right? Whether that's a really highly detailed world, like, you know, for example, Horizon Zero Dawn or Ghost of Tsushima or Red Dead Redemption 2, do you understand? Or even if it's something like Paper Mario, right? If the console like Paper Mario or Little Big Planet or Dreams, you know, having those things to go to the next level, right? There's a lot we're going to benefit from. And it's not just about graphics. If you're looking at next gen in terms of just graphics, right? Then you're not really going to see next gen. You're just going to see a little part of it, you know? So I feel like there's a lot going on out there that next gen has to offer. And I feel like we even saw that in this trailer. Like, you might not recognize you're seeing it, but you're seeing it.
You're seeing it. Which was also said then. It's just like another thing they mentioned, you know, the game graphics and whatnot, there's a lot, it has to do with triangles. I think that's how.
They talked a lot about triangles.
Yeah.
Millions of triangles.
There are loads. I can't really explain it, but now there are loads of triangles, and I think that those are part of the reason for the GPUs to process all those triangles. So now you can process it much faster. So whereas we had to mice, just think of it this way. You had to put in a lawn. You could only put two flowers sticking out. Now you could put like a full bush. Those are the things that will come in with the what's it called?
The butcher that I'll still not notice at the end of the day. But I'm only speaking for myself and the kind of gamer that I am. That's the thing. I'm not speaking for anybody because
I am. Instead of bush, think of it as like blood from maybe Kratos slashing someone. The blood is more fluid.
What I'm saying, I don't... If your story is good enough, it will absorb me regardless of what I'm seeing. That's the kind of game.
I'm thinking is, I agree with you completely, Dolakwal. But another thing that I'm thinking is, the reason why I'm so glad for these, I feel this everything looking super realistic and all the detail and fidelity. Frankly, that's literally just marketing. That's like this, it's the simplest way you can sell a certain idea to certain kinds of people that they need to pay attention to. For example, concept, when you see concept art, a lot of what you see when people show you concept art, you know, you see really amazing stuff, really good, and it's all like amazingly rendered and super colored and all that kind of stuff, yeah? That's not actually concept art, that's key art. That's the art you show to people who might not have a good enough idea of an actual concept that they really can't see it in their mind's eye. So that key art is literally just to help people visualize. And I believe that's what this tech demo is really about. Now, all the details and all the stuff that they're showing is just to showcase the power. And that's actually the more important thing. That power is important, not just to brute force like crazy particle effects and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but is to show that things like memory and speed and bottlenecks, they're things that will have to be considered even less and less when artists want to fulfill their vision, which I think is the most important thing. They want to fulfill their creative vision, their artistic vision, all those things they have in their minds. They will not be limited by the strength of the technology. That is the most important takeaway from that tech demo. So yeah, perfect. While all those like absolute trillions of triangles are good, who cares? Princess Peach is like 12 triangles, isn't she? In the origami. She's like 12 triangles, isn't she? But she still looks amazing. Yeah. But you see, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, that you'd still be able to use the power of the Switch to like do. So it's not, it's the assurance that you won't be limited by your technology. That's really what this is about. And one other thing to be worried about as well, I suppose, is there is some skepticism from me as well, because let's all admit it, we all live in a post-Watchdog world, okay? And we remember how good Watchdogs looked when the very first trailers came out, don't we? Oh, man, it looks so sick with the rippling, the smoke effects and the rippling cloak. And then when you compare it to what eventually came out, it's that was like single-handedly the biggest reason why there's so much distrust.
actually, funny enough, on the Joysticks Instagram, when we posted that video, somebody said, it will be another Watch Dogs.
Exactly. I don't blame them. I can't even blame them because,
the trust is gone. Yeah. Is dead. You decided to take a trust behind the shed and trust in the devil while
I am always going to argue that there's always a Ubisoft. In fact, Sony was the Ubisoft when we were going to PS3 and they were showing us Killzone with volumetric smoke and all these gang stuff.
But Killzone looks crazy good though.
No, Killzone 3, not Killzone 2 and 3, not Killzone 4. Not the new Killzone. This was, I'm talking about PS3 era when they were about to launch the PS3 and they were showing us Killzone. I was like, oh my gosh, is it gonna look that good? Fair enough, it actually looked pretty good, but it was not what the trailer was. It was not, right.
Ubisoft and Division. Wow.
Ubisoft does.
There's always a comparison. Like people are witty.
They just eat hot chip and lie. All of them in that office.
If you go to YouTube now, there's lots of comparison videos. Division E3 versus reality. Division 2 E3 versus reality. It's like I'm always eating it. If you see my Ubisoft library, it's nasty. I'm always eating it.
Chopping it. Bye.
You have only yourself to do. I don't even pity you. Because honestly speaking, fool you was, shame on them.
We all have our vices. Yeah, but true. But you know, you guys, fair points on the tech demo, right? Mm. I'd like to remind you though that Sony, for the most part, right, always comes like they always end up making some kind of technical Marvel piece that wasn't there. And this game was said to be running natively on a PS5 on tests. PS5 hardware.
True. Right?
Well, a console that out in 6 months, whatever it is that they're testing now should be very close, or if not, the final product.
Look at it this way. Look at how the first PS3 games looked, and then look at The Last of Us at the end of the generation. Exactly. All we have to just wait for Naughty Dog. Do you know what? When Naughty Dog releases their PS5 game, that's when it's launched. That's when it's really launched.
even just look at the difference between Uncharted and Uncharted 2. That's alone.
True. I will give you that.
Yeah. So I mean, so I'm excited. So I mean, and you guys are right. Like, it's really about how they choose to use all that power, all the features. Like, the thing is, it's easy for developers to use, and there's a lot of power that they can use, and a lot of the things that they've been bottlenecked with before in executing ideas are going away. So I think that's true. I think that's true across both PS5 and Series X, and for different reasons as well.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Series X is also a thing that's coming.
First of all, what you lack is respect. I think that's your real problem. You don't have respect. I need to change your ways. You need to do better. It's actually quite unnecessary. It was literally uncalled for.
You're just from the people that have been making noise the most. You're saying, "Oh, that is coming."
Better be careful. They'll just use their money and make like Persona 6 exclusive to Xbox. Don't try that.
Xbox has money, but not as much money as Microsoft. Microsoft is the entire company. Xbox is a call center, right?
Wow. What a description. What?
Well, that's the truth now. If you look at what Xbox sold this year, right? And you look at like how many consoles were sold, how many games were sold and everything. Xbox is, you know, the
Bill Gates money laundering scheme.
I'm sorry, please don't come take me from my house.
I still have a family that loves me. Thank
they
you.
Will not give me that coronavirus vaccine.
Please. Okay. I'm going to wait for you to test some other people first. But anyway,
it has.
Wow. Okay.
41 okay. million consoles. Wow. Not to have for PlayStation. That's
okay. Yeah. So I mean, if you look at it, Microsoft is one that's a big company that's making all this money, and then they have Xbox, which they can front some money and they can afford to do things, but like it probably doesn't make them as much money as the rest of their products, right? Then you have Sony, which is basically being carried by PlayStation.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's like they're putting the proportional effort in terms of where the money is. The company is like, it diverts all power to the main thrusters, which is the PS4.
Down to their movies, the font for Spider-Man and the PlayStation 1 is the same. Think about it.
Yeah, that was actually like legit, to be honest.
Think about it.
They just recycled. They did the old PS3 stuff.
I think
they actually just wanted to save money. They literally just wanted to save money, so they used the same font. That was it. Yeah. They already spent so much money on the Spider-Man font that they used it again.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you see? Economical. Oh my God. They started from the bottom. Now they're here.
Okay. So, I mean, that's cool. That's all fun. So, I guess it's time to kind of look at, you know, our next topic, the Ghost of Tsushima,
aka Assassin's Creed Japan. Yo, let's go.
Yeah, so, I mean, awesome reveal last night for the gameplay trailer.
So good.
Actual gameplay.
You know, it was great. So, what's...
Some of us, I won't name names, but some of us didn't think it was going to be good because they hadn't shown gameplay till date.
Our local cynic.
Yeah.
To be honest, let's wait until the actual review scores come out before we start grading. Right.
we'll direct your attention to Exhibit A. Watch those.
Oh my god!
What Colonial Marines?
Oh my god! Please don't even mention that. Don't even now. You're pissing me off now.
Maybe they changed the gameplay.
As far as I'm concerned, the game cannot be bad because you can pet a fox in it, and really important. That's at least a solid 5 points just based on that alone. Yeah. Over 10, it's 5/10.
And you've got Samurai and Ghost Trip. You get to choose.
Like, thank you. Yeah, like, thank you. Ghost Trip, Samurai Drip. What? I can live out my Rurouni Kenshin fantasies. Like, so dope. Got to love it.
So what we've really seen, we've seen gameplay. We've seen some indication of the story, which seems interesting enough, but they haven't really focused on that. So, you know, God willing, all is good. But the gameplay itself was great. I thought the world was beautiful. It gave me some Horizon Zero Dawn vibes, but like kind of more Japan-y.
Calling that beautiful, I feel, is an understatement. That was actually dropping. No, please, look at the trees. Those golden yellow leaves, the way they swirl all around you as they fell.
See,
I mean, if you want to, you can play it in black and white for the Samurai Showdowns.
Cinematic the Sham Show.
You can play it in black and white for the Sham Shows if you want to. But man, I'm going to be looking at that thing in full color, bro. What? Are you joking? Look at that palette. Oh, that ridiculous. Rude. How dare they? How dare they steal my heart? What?
Wow. Man, that's crazy. Sorry, bro.
It was absolutely crazy.
I'm still going to be waiting for a skill shot because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, at the very least, that game will be really pretty to look at.
I want to know what story they're working with. They should do a story trailer now. I mean, I'm actually happy that they did the gameplay because gameplay is pretty important. Yes, but no.
I think I and a whole bunch of people are a really huge fans of the Guiding Wind. That was just absolutely a great mechanic to introduce. Oh my god, please don't ruin it. Why would you sing this? Go away. Someone mute him.
He's a Disney princess or prince.
Oh my god. No, please don't do that.
Like Pocahontas.
We don't do
Pocahontas. That. Oh my god.
We don't
call up the wind.
We don't do that here. Sorry.
He's freaking Pocahontas.
Are you trying to get us copyright struck by Disney? Is that what you want? Do you want them to close this podcast down? Because they can't do it. Literally for what you've just said, they can't do it. Please, let's behave ourselves. We're sorry. See.
Think about it. If Pocahontas was a guy and he was betrayed, playing with the focus, listening to the sound of the birds as they guide him.
That sounds like an indie game, to be honest.
But I love the fact that they're doing stuff like minimal HUD, you know, wind, animals.
I'm sure
they're going to train you how to recognize all that stuff. And then you'll now be feeling like, oh, I'm a samurai. I can hear the wind.
Yeah,
my fear is that she gets old fast, though.
Yeah, we're talking about minimal HUD. But see, it's become a tricky way. You're looking for, you're trying to get your platinum, right? You're looking for somewhere you cannot find it. Now,
I'm sorry, that's for the rest of you.
Please, all the guys are saying, go to the tallest mountain, look for the gust of wind and call to the left, follow the red and blue bird down to the tree.
See, to be honest, all that stress is for you absolute weirdos who enjoy spending your free time looking for 5,000 Korok seeds or God knows what else, or catching a billion coins, or killing 600 Odin ravens. I don't know. I don't know what you weirdos like about doing that stuff. But that's going to just
no.
You can just do all that if you want, I guess. But I think, again, people were really skeptical about how the map was going to work. But already, they've already shown that they have things well in hand. In fact, the Guiding Wind was, funnily enough, it was teased a whole bunch in the previous trailers, which I find really quite cool. But yeah, I think they'll probably have it well in hand, probably. Probably. I mean, Sucker Punch hasn't given me cause to doubt them yet. I cannot recall any flop or failure that they've produced. So they're pretty.
I wish Second Son was better, but it was still a good game. So.
Well, yeah, sure. You could. I mean, yeah, definitely. But I played Second Son and I enjoyed it. I played it like, well, it's just like a year or two ago. So.
And I liked it, but it could have been
to me. So.
No, I liked it. Just I thought it could have been better as well. Because if it was two was like the peak, you know, Second Son was better than one, but two was better than
it
two.
Was. Yeah, I agree.
Delson is kind of a
trick, and the leftover. And the leftover story threads as well, especially for Paper Trail in that DLC.
Nobody going to open a new account because of your paper. But like, why you just got to die your paper number?
I followed that whole thing. It was a whole detective mystery, and I actually got really invested. And there are some parts that, because it was so old, I couldn't even complete them anymore. But there were still leftover like online repositories to get some stuff done. So I just pulled it all off and. It made some pretty awesome allusions to a sequel, in fact, which obviously nothing has come of, so I'm really sad about that. Well, maybe they might revisit it, who knows? I hope they do.
Maybe it's the PS5 thingy, but it can't be a launch title, obviously, because Sucker Punch is busy with this. But,
oh my days. If that came out on PS5, I would lose my mind. I would.
Well, who's to say it won't, though? Who's to say it won't?
To be honest, maybe they just have to make money from Ghost of Tsushima.
They are owned by Sony. Money is not a problem.
Fair enough.
I think the real thing that talks nowadays is if people make enough noise, it will happen. I mean, people made a lot of noise with Final Fantasy VII Remake to the point where Square Enix is just like, yo, we've had a couple bad Final Fantasies in the past.
Desperation. You know? They're like, no more, people, save this.
Us. That's the panic button. Like, you can see that, like, Tetsuya Nomura, oh, God, what's his name? The original director of the series. They both have keys that they insert into a cousin and third, and then they fire at the 7 remake button pops up like in case of emergency. God.
That's wild.
Start revisiting some of the older ones because they have such a massive library to pick from. Give me a Final Fantasy VI remake, you coward!
I'm just laughing because, bro, look at how long it took to do 7. I don't know if 6 is even gonna happen at all.
Now all this Unreal Engine, all this Unreal Engine 5 import your shit. It should be easy now. So
they should give it to so it.
But you know, Final Fantasy remakes and all aside. How about those Tony Hawk games, huh? 1 and 2 coming back with the punk rock.
Yes! What? That's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm very excited for that. And it looks so good. And I think people are more excited about it because this one looks, feels, sounds like it was actually made with a great deal of passion as opposed to the ones before that seemed more to be like cash grabs to exploit nostalgia.
This
one's clearly doing that as well. Fam.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, it's clearly
to the soundtrack. I didn't even need to see the game to know what I was listening to, what trailer I was watching.
Right?
Actually, but you know, if it's being done by Activision, and Activision, as we know, is the devil, or the devil's junior brother, anyway, so how are they going to mess it up? That's the question, because they messed up so many.
Microtransactions. It's good. It's going to be surprise mechanics. It has to be.
Maybe. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I'm not going to lie. That's a fair point.
We've got our guy to protect us.
See, what is that evil laugh? What is that? What is that?
So who here, like, so what was the first song that came to your mind when you heard that this was being remade? For me, it was Superman by Goldfinger. Do you guys know that song?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Where,
I
like,
barely played those games, to be honest.
So what I remember is it used to be like, so here I am, growing older all the time, looking older all the time, feeling younger in my mind. So that's all
I'm good for the full thing now.
So once they announced the song, like, that's what just burst into my head, because that's the song I was hearing all the time when I was playing that game, and I always did better when that song was on, and it was just great. Like, for me, like, it's like a golden moment. There's a golden moment in my memory. Like, when I think about that memory, like, even when I walked outside in that memory, the light was golden, shining down, and looked like everything was at peace in the world, and it was like summer in New Jersey, and, you know,
it was a beautiful time.
There was like hip hop and ice. You know those little, like, I don't know, frozen ice things that you had in tubes that you used to eat when you were a kid in the 90s? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fine, you go. I know that. I know that.
Okay. When you said that, just remember San Andreas, though. For me, it was the Barracuda song. And I just know why. Every time the Barracuda song came on, I was flying over the military base, and I was a boss. Felt like I was in top.
You guys are weird, because when I was doing San Andreas, what I was listening to were the talk shows, because they were hilarious.
What are you?
It was Barracuda and Bounce FM.
Why are you old? Why are you listening to talk shows?
Actually, because the drama is so serious in GTA, it's ridiculous. It's like, it's ridiculous. I remember the talk shows and the radio from GTA 4 very well, actually.
Bounce FM before Classic FM. Like, I'm just like, wow. All the old school jams. It's just there.
Wow.
Basically for me.
Yeah.
And what's the cowboy show? Is it Red Rose? The West. Well, we digress. Back to Tony Hawk.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be just a fun game. I think it's pure, for me, I think it's pure nostalgia, really. Like,
I wonder what.
Yeah,
there was something I saw in the trailer. They were like legends. And I'm like, anyone that was in the original Tony Hawk game
was a legend.
That's still here should classify as legend.
Yeah.
unless they're not including any new skateboarder, because if they're including the new generation in the
game, in all fairness, the new skateboarders might be DLC. That's what I envision. that's literally what I'm thinking. That's if I were Activision, that's probably what I'd be thinking.
Like, a skate sculpture is like a massive thing amongst gamers as well. I don't know. Like, I learned about Tony Hawk through Tony Hawk Pro Skater, and then I started seeing him on TV all the time afterwards. But before that, he was not really in my life. You get.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But yeah, I mean, that's coming out. That's great. I'm super excited for that. I'm definitely going to play that. I just loved skating on that and having competitions on that. I hope it's switch screen.
They're playing horse. Can I remember horse?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually.
One other thing as well, I think, I can't remember, does it have split screen as well?
I'm hoping it does, because the original did.
Yeah, it should, because that's a really important feature.
It's a super,
to play with your friends, and to really drive home that feeling of nostalgia.
Yeah, so both, so at least, like, definitely online co-op, but also definitely local co-op, like on a couch. It has to happen.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean that's like a lot of the awesome stuff that's happened this week. Like, I mean, it's been eventful.
It's been very eventful, actually.
It's been a happy week for gamers.
Yeah, for me. And I don't think we could have said that so often. Like, there's been a lot of negativity in the air with The Last of Us and all that stuff. And I feel like it's just good to have some wins, and I'm even enjoying. I'm criticizing it heavily in my mind, but I'm enjoying the behind the scenes look at The Last of Us 2 as well. And that's news that came out. That's something that happened on Wednesday, and like I said, it's happening every Wednesday for the next 3 weeks as well. And it was good. It was good. You should check it out on PlayStation YouTube channel. Comments and likes disabled, but nonetheless, yeah, you should just check it out. I think it's actually quite good. I think that's almost everything except for Marvel's Iron Man.
And then Lombra.
Nobody cares about Iron Man.
How's Lombra been?
Lombra is, she responded what they were doing. They knew what they were doing when they were designing that character, because what? Bash.
Uh-huh.
I know you. You look at him, Lombra.
Like, oh my God! Yes, I already know her. Fam, yes, yes. That's the shit I like to see.
if you're playing Apex, the character selection screen, I'm like, you people knew what you want. Because when you first select the character, you look at her back, and like you people, you know.
See, that's I need to start playing Apex now just because of Lopa.
If my Xbox group, someone sent to me and you're like, guys, I beg, don't call me a pervert, but well, this Lopa chick, she's hot, yeah, she's hot.
Look at these people, they can't perv with their full chest. Oh my God, cowards, they're still young.
She's 34, she's like,
what did you just say, step on me? What? Okay. I didn't know you were into
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. Yes, choke me, daddy.
Okay. There goes our racing. There goes our EBC.
Hello. Rated E. She has enough ass for everybody.
Why are you like this?
Oh my God. Okay. 10 over 10. 10 over 10. Right up there with Twin Tail. Go look at.
Bruh, like a Latin queen. I think she's Latin. I think
she has to be.
I think Loba Andrade and even her accent is, I think there's some like, oh my God, but that woman, Jesus. thank you, Respawn, for the fan service.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
They did
okay.
Good work.
I've never seen such shameless fan service. loving in my life. Okay, well done, guys.
And on that note, we end the podcast.
Oh yes, and Loba is also a good character to you.
She's great. She teleports.
When you started talking about her, I was like, oh yeah, like I thought like she's amazing as a character. And then you guys are okay. I was like,
she has cool abilities, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we care about that sort of thing.
Because my God, what is this? I feel ashamed.
All you guys are just thinking about were assets. I'm just like, what?
Oh, do you say assets? Oh, yeah, there's some actually real high definition. 3D assets.
Control yourself. But no, but in all just aside, her abilities are kind of crazy. Like the black market boutique is mad. She's like when you just, she's a support character in the way that she will make like because of her abilities, you will most likely get to like if you get late in the game, you'll probably in a match, you'll probably get there with all like the high tier loot because she the fact that she can summon loot to her position is crazy. What? Nah. And the jump drive is good. There should be a video coming out soon, so look forward to it.
Loba looks awesome for sure.
Good mobility too, actually, with her ring teleporting stuff.
Yeah,
that's already an Overwatch thing. Sombra already does that, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, I kind of.
And I think they might even be the same nationality, which is the funny thing as well.
Oh, rich poor man.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's the thing as well. I mean, just I mean, I mean, I don't know for it, sure. I need to find
it,
out.
What, it depends on so they have nationalities.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope I'm not being painting everyone with one broad brush, but yeah.
Yeah, but do it I mean, characters no, have nationalities?
Yeah, they do.
They're not.
Yeah, you might see that, but when you look at them, it's like, okay, this is clearly...
It's bad.
This is clearly...
Like someone like Octane, you can tell that this guy is like... you just hear him talking, he hear his accent. You know that this one is obviously from Latin or Central America, like, obviously. Or at the very least from Spain. But he sounds more like he's from Latin or Central America.
Because they have home worlds. I don't think there's nationalities per se.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's like
you can tell the influence.
It's still who the character is based on. They're still based on something in real life.
Look at Lifeline now. You cannot say she's not from the Caribbean. You can't.
Exactly, you can't.
Like you hear her speak. And you... What?
She says
Mozambique. Mozambique is, but just listen to her accent. Yeah, exactly. Like, when you listen to her accent, you know that this one is obviously from the Caribbean. Like, no, she's great.
Well, I guess that's the cherry on top of this whole conversation, right?
Please edit out all the first.
No, leave it in.
I shall show your perversion to the world.
Oh my God.
Speaking of, Beth, are we getting some Loba art?
I mean, that could very well happen. It could very well happen. Who knows?
I've
already some sketches.
You don't even maybe play Apex.
So what?
You don't even play Apex.
No, I don't. Doesn't mean I still can't draw hot people. Like, what? Like, there are plenty of things I draw that I have no personal interest in. Well, I mean, it's like, I'll talk about aesthetics. Aesthetically, yes, she's very appealing. Like, many characters are in Apex Legends. But her, for obvious reasons. So, yeah.
Oh, meanwhile, guys, just so you know, the Grand Theft Auto 5 Premium Edition is free. Was released free on the Epic Store for PC this week.
What
PC, yes.
Oh, what does it come with? Like $5,000 or something? Is that what the premium is?
It comes with $1 million bonus cash in GTA Online.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I've been wondering about this free games thing. Does it mean that once you add it to your library, it's free forever, or is it free to play for a while?
It's free forever.
Wow, that means that's too much money.
Clearly.
Rockstar is insane. They just released their shark cards to new markets.
Like, everybody using Epic Game Store right now should be sending thank you notes to random Fortnite players, because they're the ones. They're the ones funding all this thing.
Yeah, all these kids. Thank God for them stealing their parents' wallets.
Fam!
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically...
Shark card. Rockstar, like, V-Box. We just cash in on that V-Box, those V-Box guys.
So let me go ahead and tell you some of the games that have gone for free from Epic Store. So there's Alan Wake, there's Unreal Tournament, Celeste, Inside, Fez, Limbo, Abzu, Figment, For Honor, Grand Theft Auto V, Just Cause 4, Layers of Fear, Overcooked, Cube 2, Soma, Surviving Mars, The End is Nigh, The Messenger, Watch Dogs, and World War Z. Those are all free games from Epic. The only game I've ever bought on Epic has been Control.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
Now, why did you buy Control? Wasn't it on Game Pass?
No, I don't believe it was.
No, it's not
just
on Game Pass.
Yes. Oh, so PS Now is only before Game Pass.
Wow.
Okay, Sundari. All right. So, I mean, that's it for the show, guys. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as we did, because we clearly did. And, you know, excited for next gen, excited for current gen, because current gen still looks beautiful. Like, I was talking to God of Ryan the other day saying, I actually didn't really feel like I needed any updated graphics or anything else, like, at all. Right? Everything just seemed really good the way it was already. But that trailer still made me excited. And yeah, you know, we've got a video. Oh yeah, so we got a video up on our channel. We talked about it in our last podcast. It's about Streets of Rage 4. Check it out. It's our first impressions and a kind of a basic walkthrough of what you can expect from the game. And with that, we'll be seeing you next week. Have a great one, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Au revoir. Later, later.
All right. Goodbye. Sorry, I locked my phone.
Wow.
Leave me alone. I'm only human.
Okay. So with that, guys, podcast is over, and I am heading into Final Fantasy VII and then Final Fantasy XIV. It is the weekend. I can play as much as I want. So fuck all responsibilities.
You love to see it.
I'm reporting it to your wife.
Please, snitch. Please, my wife plays harder, okay? My wife plays harder.
Ha!
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at JoysticksNG. That's JoysticksNG. We also make awesome YouTube videos. You can check out our channel, Joysticks Entertainment. We have tons of content up and more coming every single week. We just covered Streets of Rage 4 on PC and Switch. Subscribe there too so you don't miss any of the exciting stuff we've got coming your way. And see you in the next one.